chave.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm, where the radio's yours. Text line is 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. This is the Commodore Theodore, and you're listening to the Head East Show in our new time slot of 7 p.m. on Sunday nights. Hey, if you're new to Head East, but a faithful listener of Melted Radio, just want to personally welcome you to the show. It's a different show versus the historic Melted Radio, but I promise it'll push your ears and senses to similar places. It's lots of obscurities and deep cuts from familiar names, and you can think of it as the social justice for the history of heavy unknowns out there. It's a rock show, but it draws from a really loose definition of rock with international explorations and interpretations of punk, soul, prog, metal, new wave. So there you have it. Let's head east. We'll be right back.
Bye.
All right, let's get through what we just heard right there. That was Agua Turbia from Chile right there, off the second record, tune called Waterfall, 1970 on that. And before that, from Germany, we had Gisela Dressler, and that was, I guess, a cover of a cover that Susie Quattro made popular the year before in 1973, and that was off Gisela's 1/7-inch, at least as a solo artist there. Kind of cool glammed out number. And then before that, from the UK, we had Bonadish off their second tape in 82, a tune called Sand. I think Capture Tracks reissued their catalog in the past like 10, 12 years or so. And okay, before that, from Michigan, we had not sure where exactly in Michigan, but we had a band called The Outcry, kind of a cool androgynous voice there from the lead singer, who was super young, apparently. They had won all these, they had won Michigan's Battle of the Bands, which was a big deal in the late 60s, and their claim to fame was they placed third in Atlantic City for the National Battle of the Bands, and didn't do much after that. In fact, like, they didn't do anything after this 7-inch called Can't You Hear from 67. But I think the guitarist went on and had a pretty decent metal career in a band called Legs Diamond. Okay, yeah, and before that, from Thousand Oaks, California, we had Children of the Mushroom doing a tune called August Mademoiselle. And I'm guessing 69 on that, maybe. And maybe earlier. And then before that, we had, from Grand Rapids, Michigan, a band called The Orange Wedge. And they just had the 1/7-inch, and that's the flip side, From Womb to the Womb. And we started things off with an unknown artist, unknown tune off Sublime Frequencies, Chubby Chubby, Iraqi folk and pop songs comp right there. All right, yeah, this is the Heady Show. You listen to Commodore Theodore, and this is the inaugural 7 p.m. show that we're kicking off here. We're going to continue off to Turkey with an early cut from Motlular as a tune called Lazy John. And then we're gonna head back to Michigan briefly to do like an old Bob Seger tune, and then hear some Demon Fuzz from the UK, African Expats in the UK, Deep Cut from Thin Lizzy, maybe some Captain Beefheart. So stick with it. Radio's yours. Let's head east. Thank you.
has a job. He went to bed with a stock and so. Why she open, why she hard? Needle, needle, up, it was a job. We'll be right back.
just remember that. We all got a right to live. This I truly believe. We all gotta die one day. No one, no one is here on earth to stay. Listen, 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 people. You wanna live? This I believe. Black or white, you're still gonna die.
Thank you.
she's off the rest. Cause I'm, I guess, the shiver home call. And she goes up in a flash. I bite the end of her sash. Then I'm long gone. To Hong Kong call. She never makes a taste mistake. She's the
As we wrap up tonight's set here, let me back announce what you just heard right there. That was just a band called King's Court from Dearborn, Michigan. And that was their 1/7-inch Don't Put Me On. It's the name of that tune. Yeah, a lot of Michigan stuff tonight, I guess. And before that, we had Boogie from the Bay Area, 1968. That's a reissue from Outsider Records. About 5 years ago, their demo got wrecked with some apparently just drug busts and narcs and things like that. But they were kind of like a heavy blues trio, contemporary of like Moby Grape back in the day. And I think the guitarist went on to be part of like Canned Heat. I think Lee Michaels he played with, and the drummer went on to play with Rocky Erickson. On his Aliens outfit. So some interesting pedigree there. And before Boogie, we had Captain Beefheart's 1980 Doc at the Radar Station album. That's probably my favorite tune off that, Sheriff of Hong Kong. Pretty interesting stuff he did with that lineup. You know, he had Gary Lucas, who was a phenomenal guitarist. On French horn, he had John French, the ridiculous drummer, playing slide guitar on that, and so it was just some cool experiments Don Van Vliet was doing in Beefheart at that time. And then a pretty deep cut from Thin Lizzy. It only appears on one version of the Rocker comp, 71-74 comp. It's called Cruising in the Lizzy Mobile, and I think it's somewhere around 74 on that tune. And then from the UK, we had some African expats there doing a message to mankind. And then we had Bob Seger and the Herd, 1967 on that, doing a tune called Vagrant Winter off a 7-inch. And then we had Turkish band Motolar's first 7-inch, tune called Lazy John right there. All right, we've got Skip Spence in the background here doing War and Peace. We're going to hear a bit from Circuit Rider and, speaking of Rocky Erickson, some 13th Floor Elevators to close us out. Thanks for listening tonight. I'll see you next week. Thanks.
got that old town feeling way down in my soul. This way.